Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The world is in unrest. Brazil, hundreds of thousands of people protesting over what? Fake elections. They didn't want what they think they got, what supposedly they got. They realized this has been a fraud. Election machines now dictate who's going to win, and it's the people in control of those machines. So you got Brazil in an uproar, and rightfully so. Here in America, we're upset. We know, again, we got our election stolen. We're supposed to be the beacon of light, the place where you come for true freedom. And you know what we proved? We proved that even America can be corrupted when you put the wrong people in power. Corrupted. This unrest that's occurring in the world, folks, you measure it any way you want. I will tell you, it is far worse than when it was under Trump. Right now under Biden, it's far worse. Pick your hot spot. But the left, they ignore it. All because of politics. Things would be ablaze. Stories that are completely dismissed would be in your face if Trump were president right now. But they ignore him under Biden. Why the double standard? What are the left so afraid of that they won't just say, here's what's going on and here's how the policy connects? You know what they spend their time doing? Spinning Joe Biden's ineffectiveness. I talked about it yesterday. The economy. Oh, you know, I made a comment to a friend of mine. They invited us to dinner and he says, well, Kevin, you got to admit, yes, we were at the mall. We were having dinner at a restaurant near the mall. It was in an outdoor mall. Place was a ghost town. Well, you got to admit people are shopping on, you know, shopping at home. And I go, look, I know the internet is no longer a new thing. We're over the hoopla of it. We all know how to shop online now. But this is not a good indicator. Empty restaurants. Hey, can you shop for food at the restaurant that we were at? I mean, if you're going to tell me that restaurant made enough money through internet orders, because let me tell you, I walked into the place. It's a big restaurant. Walked into the place. I'm going to take a bet. I'm really going to think about it. If there were 10 diners, I'd be shocked. And it was at the height of time to eat. There were 10 diners. I'm not going to even say the chain, but it's a big chain, good food. I could tell from the last time I'd been there, the portions are smaller. Didn't surprise me. But anyway, the mall was practically empty. And the Apple store, during regular times, I've seen the Apple store much busier. I looked in there. And let me put it this way. It was a quarter of the people I normally see in there. Now, I'm not, his thing was, yeah, but Kevin, they made a lot of, you know, cyber shopping. I said, I've looked at the numbers. I've read the reports. I didn't get into it too much because I just said, look, I'm telling you, it's not going to make up for foot traffic. Foot traffic tells you. You know, I don't know how you shop, but I even go look. I'll say, I'm going to go look just to see what I want to get. When you're there, you usually get something, right? That's the way it's called, the lost leader. They'll get you in for something and they'll say, oh, by the way, have you seen this? And you'll end up leaving with something. There's a shopping experience. I think you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I remember when I thought politicians actually cared about the people, because we've got so much to talk about today. Monkeypox, I talked about leftist wrongs the other day. There's even more that we left off. I mean, give me your leftist wrong. I can talk about it for the entire show. Gun control? You want to talk about that for an entire show? Easy to do. I know it sounds, oh, come on, Kevin, you couldn't talk for 2 hours. Yeah, I can. I promise you, interesting conversation on gun control. And we could go look at the history of it, look at the last few cases where every time the Democrats brought it up, look at who was actually using the gun and how we shifted from talking about the perpetrator and the crime that was committed to going back to guns. It's an easy playbook. So the real question might be, the better underlying question might be, why is it we continually talk about it? How do we let them get away with this? When are we going to wake up? Politicians don't care about us for the most part. I remember when they did, and I remember when they cared about the country. I remember when you could actually tolerate the Democrats. Different approach? You could say, look, stop with this handout, stop with this infantilizing of blacks, but at the very least, I do believe your heart is in it. I don't know when that flip occurred, but I do know where that it did. Somewhere along the line, I realized politicians are gaming me. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the term. You know, in the vernacular, we call it running game. You know, when somebody will run a little game on you. A guy will run game on a girl. I love you, I love you. He doesn't love her. He's after one thing. Her pocketbook. No, I'm kidding. You know, whatever. You know, he's after something from her, right? But he's not interested. But he pretends that he is. He plays the game. And I realize we're being gamed. We're like streetwalkers. I'm cleaning it up. And the government is our pimp. And the government makes it appear as though this is the best it's going to get. Man, look at you. You can't do any better than this. I am your best avenue. I'm here to protect you. Now give me that money. If you look at what's happening to us, anything different than a pimp and a prostitute, there's no difference. We're being gamed. Politicians don't care. And there's a razor thin line between the two parties. I remember when I first got started in this 13 years ago, and people would say to me, Kevin, why are you so staunchly a Republican? I'm a Republican because the Republicans freed the slaves. And I'm a Republican because of any of the two different parties, one of them is redeemable. One of them has a little bit of a toe on the godly side of things, enough that they can get my attention. But in the scheme of things, there's a razor thin difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. Again, folks, welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I've lost faith. I think many of you have as well. You've lost faith, and rightfully so. You lose faith because you say to yourself, what are we getting? And the short answer is not a whole lot. When we come back, I'm going to speak about some of these other things that have led to our distrust of government, and we're going to go into the situation in China, metaphorically speaking.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I remember when I was a kid, I knew who the enemy was. Politically speaking, I knew who the enemy was. Our government said, okay, here's what can happen. We could be at nuclear war with Russia. I was given enough of a historical backdrop of it to understand that we gave them the ability to make the bomb, even though we were partners, we weren't really partners, or not to be trusted, yada, yada, yada. And we had the Cold War. What was the Cold War? And I went to military school, and it was all, they would told us all the time, the bombs, Russia aims their missiles at us, and we got our missiles aimed at them. And if we shoot off a missile, it's mutually assured destruction, and blah, blah, blah. And it was the Soviet Union at the time, the USSR. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to 844-551-8255. Now, I'm not going to try to make this into a history lesson, because there are people out there who know this a lot better than I do. But I did know that Russia was the enemy, and they were getting stronger, and we had to really watch them. I had no idea of GDP and how big we were compared to them, etc. But it was ingrained in me that they had, we were on a missile run, and they, I remember on TV at times they would tell us how many missiles the Russians had and how many we had. And we were to, there was NATO and the Warsaw Pact, and we, you know, NATO was good, Warsaw was bad, et cetera. And, you know, but it, that's the way it was. I'm not even making it like America was supposed to be number one. We felt that it was automatic that we felt like it was number one. I remember the Olympics when we'd go and we competed against the Russians and the Chinese. Those were the two that we really cared. And the East Germans. You remember that? Before Germany finally said, okay, let's just tear down this wall. And then along came this guy, Rinaldus Magnus, a.k.a. Ronald Reagan, who said, we need to do something different. We're going to put Russia out of business. And he began an arms race, and Russia couldn't keep up. And the next thing you knew, Ronald Reagan uttered those famous words, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall, or something along those lines, right? So East Germany, right? I don't know why he would say, did he say Gorbachev? Anyway, I know he said, tear down this wall. So they tear down the wall. There were pieces of the wall. The Cold War supposedly ended. Russia gets broken into pieces, and that was it. So Russia was our enemy. The Cold War ended under Reagan, and China was still somebody to watch. Now let me reflect back, because I'm talking about truisms. See, that was the way we were taught during my generation. I don't know if they did. This was before they gave generations a thing. There were the baby boomers, and we were the kids of the baby boomers, if I'm not mistaken. And that's the generation I'm from, the children of the baby boomers. There's no Gen A, Gen B, Gen C, Gen Z, whatever. We were just the children of the baby boomers. And I remember having nothing but esteem for our government, believing that when they did stuff, we needed to do it. It was in the best interest of America, whether we went into Cambodia or Vietnam or whatever. It was in the best interest of America. And I'm not saying that I mean, there were naysayers, and I understood that. But it was funny. I'd never thought of it like the Vietnam protesters. Okay, protest the war. I get it. But don't hate the people that had to go, because, you know, Vietnam vets got the short end of the stick. They still love it when you go up to them and thank them for their service, because they didn't get thanked. So there was, I still had this esteem for veterans. I had this esteem for America. I still do, by the way. I had an esteem for the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, all these different, and there are places even more secure than that, believe it or not. And I had a special place in my heart for the people that, you give up stuff when you go into the military, when you go into the policing and things like this. Had a special place in my heart for them. I speak of the FBI and the esteem, folks, that I held for had for this organization. Even Hollywood treated the FBI with reverence. The FBI with Efrem Zimbalist Jr. And he also had a daughter. I forget her name, but Zimbalist as well. And that was when the FBI was stepped in and they solved problems. And as I've said before, FBI still does good work. But my view on politics changed, and so did my view on the FBI somewhere along the way. It wasn't overt. It happened, and it was like, whoa. And here's what's interesting when you think about it that way. You feel like your world has been sort of rocked a bit, because you're going, these are the things that I held fundamentally true. These are truisms are supposed to work. You know, love is love. Hate is hate. You don't have to define it. Oh, this is a hate crime. It's a crime. You know what I mean? You don't have to define love. People know what love is all over the world. Don't misunderstand me. A lot of people mess it up. They have a different definition. But at the end of the day, love is love, and people know it. People know emotions. I don't have to tell you how to sympathize. I don't have to tell you how to empathize. You know what it is. It's been studied since the beginning of man, or when man became, you know, sentient and understood that all the different things going on. Ironically, folks, the truth about government and the agencies, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, etc., has been it blatantly in front of my face all the time. From the beginning, from its forming, we talk about J. Edgar Hoover and how Hoover kept black book on people and he used the agency of the government to extort people to do the wrong things. Meanwhile, we still credit him. We go, well, he did send those people in from Mississippi burning and it stopped all that the racial segregation and that racism in those hands of black folks and other Republicans in Mississippi and in the South. So we're mixing the good with the bad. We're going, okay, well, there's some good and there's some bad. Well, you got to have a little, you know, it's okay to have a little doo-doo in your peanut butter. Still, if it's, you know, 1% doo-doo and 99% peanut butter, you're still not going to taste the doo-doo. It'll be okay. All right, well, as my friend liked to say, if you have a peanut butter sandwich that's 99% peanut butter and 1% doo-doo, you're eating a doo-doo sandwich. So back to the point. Hollywood has showcased repeatedly they had the good, but during that flip, that occurrence, when things switched over, they show you the FBI will use innocent citizens. They will extort you so they could get to the big fish, or let's call it the big guy in this case, right? Unless the big guy is considered to be somebody that's an untouchable, then they don't do it. Then you can't, they're not going to go after the big guy. And we have multiple examples to prove it. Hunter Biden, there's not a person on the planet, there's not a person in the Democratic Party that doesn't know that Hunter Biden is guilty. There's not a person on the planet, not in America anyway, who believes that Hillary Clinton is squeaky clean. She's flatly guilty. Admittedly so. We don't even have to guess at this. I'm not talking about conspiracy theory. Oh, she killed Vince Foster. I'm talking about an investigation where we know with 100% certainty Hillary Clinton started the lie that launched an investigation into Donald Trump. They spent $38 million of our money, and she has the nerve to want to sue to get her court, her lawyer's fees back, and is walking free. Can you imagine that you get to do that? You get to say something about somebody like that causes an investigation, costs them and the citizens of America money, and you get off scot-free. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
USA News Update, 4,200 and counting. That's how many flights airlines in the USA have canceled today. The number of delays tracked by FlightAware tops 4,600. Snow is the issue at some airports, wind the biggest problem at others. Ice closed down all the runways at Seattle and Portland earlier today. The storm moves east where it's been raining, and that can be a problem, according to Greg Carbon at the National Weather Service.
Main concern is as the cold air moves across parts of the Northeast where they've seen a lot of rain, then you could see quick freezing on roadways, and that could become a real problem later this afternoon.
It's near Whiteout in Buffalo, New York. Lake Ontario could produce waves up to 37 feet. Atlantic City, New Jersey, several inches of water covers almost the entire Barrier Island. And power outages have affected at least 1.5 million people. They're having rolling blackouts around Memphis. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Interesting show today for me. I like this show in a crazy way because I'm thinking on the fly here. Many times, you know, producers give me stuff. Kevin, here's a story. Here's this. There's that. And I think we do a good job to make it interesting for you. I do believe that wholeheartedly. But there are shows where you get to get introspective and think about your life differently. And this is one of them. And I hope you're enjoying it as much as I'm enjoying delivering it. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So I mentioned we had dinner the other night with friends. And the friend of mine, he says to me, well, he says to us, what app, I said something about, I look at my smartphone, excuse me, and I think to myself, okay, I got all these cool apps on my phone, things that can unlock our storage unit. You know, we go in there, you used to have to do the code, you have to drive up to the gate. Now you can just unlock it from there and go straight in. So there's that. And then there's, banking apps and all kinds of stuff, right? And it verifies such and such. And you can now pay bills with your phone. I mean, it's amazing to me everything that can be done with your smartphone. So he says, he goes, what app would you take back to your teen years if you could take an app back? You know, everybody's joking, Tinder, you know, which is a funny answer. But he goes, Shazam. He goes, I would like to point, here's a song. And somebody, you know, I don't know what it is, and just point the phone at it, and it says, that was the Beach Boys, such and such, in 1972. And what an app. You can do that. I've used that app where I'm in a restaurant or something, and I hear a song, and I go, wow, I wonder what that is. And I'll put it up to the speaker, and it'll tell you who it is. It's really interesting. But we've gotten to that. Like I said, we did a bed and breakfast and couldn't get in. The lady, she sent us the code. We beam the code to the machine. Door unlocks and you go in. Wasn't a bed and breakfast. It was a VRBO, one of those deals. Anyway, it gets you to reminisce. Thinking about stuff like that gets you to reminisce. And by the way, please tell me, what app would you take back to your teen years? I can bet it wouldn't be the tracking app from the Apple phone, because that would not be good when you could tell your parents where you were. They're like, you ain't in there. You ain't there. You're not studying. Not unless being with Susie Rottencrotch is studying in military school. The drill instructor's called everybody you dated. Oh, little Miss Susie Rottencrotch. Anyway, you wouldn't want to take that app back.
but maybe Shazam would be your app, you know, or maybe you'd be entrepreneurial and I'm going to take this back so I'll know all the scores of the games or whatever. But it is, it's fun to reminisce. But here's my question to you. What's different from your youth? And I'm not talking about, oh, well, Kevin, you just brought up cell phones. Remember the cell phones we used to carry in the bag? Yeah, I know. We've come a long way. Yeah, I'm not talking about that. Not just the easy things. I'm talking about the things that changed your views forever, things that changed your point of view. And we're talking about some of them because they sneaked up on me, and I'm going to suspect they sneaked up on you. My vision, my belief in government has changed dramatically. My belief in the media has changed dramatically. My belief in the clandestine agencies who are supposed to protect us, which are part of government, has changed dramatically. My belief in the post office has changed dramatically. My belief in capitalism has changed dramatically. You get what I'm saying? It's not like it's a little thing. I think differently about every one of those things because of leftism, because of how people have essentially sullied things that we should, there should be a sense of pride in your government. Think of it at the local level, that civic pride that you have when you, so I'll put it this way. Friends of mine will come visit that live in Detroit or they live in Cleveland or whatever, and they'll go, man, Kevin, I got to tell you, this is really nice here. You know, it's so clean, and there's a civic pride of your town that you go, wow, I remember driving through here thinking to myself, wow, this is different than St. Louis. The number one most dangerous city in America. Kids are playing outside and people are doing things and neighbors are waving. And they actually know each other and things like this. It's a whole different thing. It's a throwback. Well, my point of view changed in a lot of things. And I thought, again, Russia bad. Well, maybe they weren't as bad as our government was making them out to be. Maybe somebody was playing us. Maybe we needed an antagonist so we could, you know, fork over the money and just keep saying, do it, grow, go, get bigger, get more missiles, get whatever you need. And we built the military-industrial complex that probably we don't need. I say this all the time. I'm 5 decades into the martial arts. It's ridiculous. And why did I do it? Because I grew up hard. I grew up with the idea that at any moment somebody would jump out of the shadows and be ready to fight you. And luckily, I did. I needed it. I'm not going to tell you. I wouldn't change a thing. Then I trained my kids, my boys. And up until the time they were maybe in the 10th grade, they had a few scuffles. But they haven't fought since. I don't think they'll ever have another fight in their lives. I prepped them for it. I spent a lot of time with them for it, but it was a lot of wasted time. I look at the military the same way. We prep. We want to be ready, but how ready do we need to be? And how many generations do we go before we lose this warlike, and I'm just using this as an example, but before we lose this warlike instinct and decide, you know what? We don't need to spend that kind of money on this stuff. We should be working together. And I know there are people out there going, Kevin, there's a time to fight. You're talking to the wrong dude. Of course, I know that. I'm well prepared. And I've prepared my kids. But I don't think you need to spend as much time in it as I have. So I look at what they told us about Russia. And why were they telling us this? And why we spent now, trillions of dollars in military, most of it we throw away. How many nuclear bombs can we build and dismantle? How many missiles will never get fired? So, look, you build this industrial war complex and you gotta have a place to sell it. So we create these wars. I'm just saying, I'm looking at it differently. I'm not even telling you that it's necessarily wrong. I'm just saying I'm looking at it differently. I know this. The reason why Custer got killed is the Indians had rifles that would shoot farther. I want to have the rifle that shoots the farthest. How about that? I want to be the guy that's taking that, well, I don't know, the one that you got to shoot with two hands. They shoot from the helicopter, whatever that's called. I want that when I go to war with somebody that's got a handgun. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to get you running across the field when your bullets are dropping at my feet. Going back to Russia and China. Every country has its own best interest. I understand that. Have it. And you can convince me the Russians are bad because they believe in communism. The Chinese are bad because they believe in communism. And then I get confronted with America's version, and I've been taught to ignore it. And I'm going to tell you what. So here's this article about amid an unprecedented swell of public anger against the Chinese government, internet users in China are racing to screenshot and repost content related to the COVID protests as censors try to scrub social media spaces of dissent. And I read that and went, that is exactly what's happening here. Exactly. The enemy, the person that I've been taught for decades to be my enemy. And you know what we do? We are now participants, willing participants in exactly what the Chinese are doing. With the social media people scrubbed the truth. These people here in China want to report the truth about COVID. They're saying, why are we being locked down? And here's what Axios, that article's from Axios. Here's what it says. Why it matters. Videos and photos posted to social media are one of the only ways to get information about the protests, since information is tightly controlled in China and journalism in the country is heavily restricted. I read this and went, welcome to China. This is where we are right now in this country. No different than the country who for decades, our country said, that's the enemy, that's the enemy, that's the enemy. And you know what? I live right in the belly of the enemy. I live surrounded by them. And they don't even care. They do it openly. Go back and look at the stories that we were posting on social media and saying, crying foul on, using common sense. Go look at any of them. Go look at any of the things that I said on this radio show and look at it on social media, and you'll find out they were censoring it. And now what happened? What turned out? It turned out that on every single issue I talked about related to COVID and all this other crap, it is true. How pathetic is that, that we've come full circle and we now are like China?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about killer robots. You've seen them on TV. What was that movie with Will Smith? Where the one, iRobot. You think I wouldn't forget that one? That robot, robots were able to kill. Oh, Iron Man, right? That's that transition. The LGBTQ, maybe there'll be another alphabet because maybe man is going to transition into robot, kind of like Iron Man. And then eventually become a complete bot. Maybe we have to give some new initials to the LBI, the LGBI, the LBG, what's it, LGBTQIA. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. You think I'm kidding? Don't be surprised if the LGBTQIA WTF decides, well, robots are gay, and robots are part of what we do, so they become the LGBTQIAWTFR robots, right? And robots will develop some sort of sexuality. I know I'm going off on a tangent, but y'all have to understand, that's what leftists do. While you're thinking about the idea, okay, well, I can understand we use a robot to go to defuse bombs and things like this. We don't want to use human beings. You know, we should certainly be considering this in terms of law enforcement. You know, we've seen these robotic dogs. Have you seen them in the movies where the dog, and he's a robot? I've seen it in multiple films. Folks, as I keep telling you, Hollywood ain't that creative. Somebody's working on these things. They're working on things to get you. They're working on nanobots. These things will, you know, you release them, they come in and take your heart out. Boom, just like that. Can kill you on the spot. Maybe you can set their lethality. Don't pass this off as Kevin's just making stuff up. I'm telling you, this stuff is being studied. Glad you're with me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Killer robots. So San Francisco is saying, look, we got to look into this killer robot thing, but we're not going to ever give them guns. That's a lie. That's a lie. They will take your guns away. Don't this like leftists saying, we don't want to take away all your guns. We only want to take away the most lethal ones, the assault weapons. No, they don't. They want all your guns. And they're going to take your guns and they're going to give them to the robots. And they pretend that they're not going to give them to the robots. And you're saying, Kevin, that's antithetical. Why would they take them away from people and give them to the robots? Because they trust robots more than they trust black folks, okay? They don't want black people with guns. I know you white folks out there going, Kevin, they want to take away my guns too. Yeah, they want to take away all guns, but they really want the guns out of the hands of black people because they've been fooling black people for a lot of years. And when we wake up, we're going to be pretty mad. See, I don't have to wake up to be mad. I'm already upset with them. I understand the game, but there are a lot of black folks out there that don't understand the game. So, anyway, they take away all your guns. They give them to the robots. Now, they say they're not going to, but trust me, they're going to give your guns to the robots, or a sophisticated, more sophisticated gun to the robots. And then they're going to deploy. And the ramifications, this is where I go back to, think about this story along all the lines of how policing works. So now you transition and you say, look, we are officially moving away from just letting these robots defuse bombs. We're going to make the RoboCop. We're going from Iron Man to actual RoboCop. Because RoboCop was like Iron Man, just a police guy, right? But we're going full-blown RoboCop. There's no subjectivity. The robot makes the decision. The cyborg does it all. So then, if a robot kills a black person, who gets blamed? I'm guessing that racist robot. Because when you take out the subjectivity, you go, nope, that robot made the decision. Lethal. You saw that scene in Iron Man where he's in the midst of a village, and all the bad guys are holding hostages, and he goes, and then he deploys his weapons and surgically takes out everybody. What about a situation like that? So, if this racist robot kills some black folks, who's to blame? See, because now it's not about a white cop or whatever, it's just a robot. The robots all look the same, they have no color. I want you to imagine the news stories. Racist robot kills black person in Compton. And now you gotta, what? Racist robot? Yeah, because who programmed that robot? Who is the person who established the algorithm for life or death? And don't they know what those Cleveland cops know that I told you about earlier? They said, man, for a black man to get arrested in Cleveland, he pretty much has to make me arrest him. He's got to attack me. He's got to do something to make me arrest him. Because if he's speeding or smoking dope or doing a crime that black people don't go to jail for, you know, like theft, carjacking, second-degree murder, you know, a host of other things, then he's like, unless somebody calls me and says, hey, he's a menace, go get him. We're not moving. And I thought to myself as I considered this, wow, how dangerous must it be in Cleveland? If, I mean, maybe only a handful full of people know, but who knows? Because me, as a regular citizen, I'm not looking for trouble. So if you said to me, Kevin, you could pretty much go in there and rob the place and they ain't nobody gonna do nothing, I'm still not gonna go rob the place. I got morals and ethics. But let me tell you, you know who knows that they're not gonna get accosted by the cops? The criminals. So, going back to RoboCop and this algorithm, who's going to program the cop and say, look, you need to determine right versus wrong? I'm going to make you a bet. It's going to be the same people that program humans that say, here's a situation. Okay, we're going to take you to the simulation, and this shooter don't shoot, right? And you go through this training, and they tell you shooter don't shoot. And most of it is objective. There's a bad guy. He's aiming a gun at you. You pop off two. Pow. Good, nice, grouping. Bad guy gone. Good guy good. The guy's got a hostage. Take him out. Don't take him out with the hostage. Let's get some separation. Whatever. They got all the different scenarios, and you can run through all these scenarios, and they train regular police officers in these neighborhood watch people, the Quanell X's, the John Wiley Prices of the world, the Al Sharptons and the Jesse Jacksons and the D. Ray McKessons and the Sean Kings. You know, there's always one, usually half black rabble rouser all over the country in every location telling you how black they are and how the police are being oppressive. And then when they go do what the cops do, you know what happens? They come out and they go, holy crap, I had no idea how tough that is. Life and death decisions in a split second. And they come out somewhat changed. Our film Bleeding Blue, you can check it out at bleedingbluemovie.com, showcases when a cop accidentally kills somebody. You should see the real drama of what happens when a cop kills the wrong guy. It shows cops preventing crimes. It shows cops running into the fray where other people are running from it. It is a realistic version of what policing in America is about. And let me tell you, you don't need robots. Now, the reason why I would advocate for robots is because of the safety of the officers. If you said to me, Kevin, we're going to develop a cyborg because far too many officers are being killed. They're being ambushed. Because we live in a society where there are a group of people who rate the criminal over the police officer, the law enforcement officer, who rate the criminal over the citizen. The rights of the criminal supersede the rights of the citizen. I know it sounds crazy, it sounds antithetical, but it exists. And while these people, what's funny to me is the idea that leftists are saying, let's get these robocops. Let's start even entertaining the idea, because this is out of San Francisco, folks. This is not in the heart. This isn't some Texas town that's got some sheriff named Billy Bob that says, I tell you what, I'll get myself some robots and go kill me some Mexicans. No, this is San Francisco. They say, to contact, incapacitate, or disorient violent, armed, or dangerous suspects when lives are at stake. This is what the San Francisco spokesperson for their police department said, Allison Maxey. They said the first time that a robot was used to deliver explosive in the U.S. was 2016, when Dallas police sent in an armed robot that killed a hold-up sniper who had killed five officers in an ambush. You remember, they won't want to tell you this. This was a BLM supporter. This dude shot five cops and killed five cops in an ambush. They don't want to tell you that. See, the robot is being developed to stop these crazy people that have been built by leftists. That's who they're going to stop. So anyway, they say they're not going to arm these robots, but they will. And they're gonna arm them with your tax dollars and your guns that you're gonna pay for, while they disarm law-abiding American citizens. And by the way, if we had our guns, you wouldn't even need these robocops.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.